It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Just a quick side note here. As the impact of COVID-19 grows here in Wisconsin, you can ask your questions, share your concerns about the disease. We're gathering questions through our Wisconsin project. Submit your question about COVID-19. We'll do our best to track it down, answer it. Go to WPR.org/COVID. So right now we have Milwaukee County Executive-Elect David Crawley on the line. He'll be sworn in Monday. The spread of COVID-19 in Milwaukee County has been closely associated with race and patterns of segregation. It's detailed in a report last week from UW-Milwaukee that looks into the racial divide and the spread of COVID-19. How do you think the state's largest county should be handling the pandemic? What are your biggest problems plaguing Milwaukee County during this crisis? We're at 800-642-1234. David Crawley is the Milwaukee County Executive-Elect. He serves in the State Assembly as a Democrat representing District 17 on the north side of the city. Representative Crawley, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on.
You're entering this job in the middle of a very difficult time for Milwaukee County. Tell us, what are the chief duties of a county executive during a pandemic?
Well, one, it's making sure that we have a smooth transition. So this is not about moving fast. It's about making sure that we get things right. So we're going to have a 60-day transition moving into this. But this is about making sure that we continue to create better partnerships as we tackle the COVID-19. So that's working with our healthcare providers. The Medical College of Wisconsin has been extremely helpful. But it's also working with the business community and making sure that we can create a plan for what reopening looks like once the Safer at Home order is over with. And so we have been having many conversations with municipal leaders, again, healthcare providers, business owners, to see what we can do to support them. Milwaukee County does not have a robust health department. We have about 11 different health departments across Milwaukee County. And so there has been an emergency operations center that has been created, a unified emergency operations center, to really tackle this issue. Particularly here in the city, as you pointed out, we've seen this largely fall on racial lines. We see that the African-American community on the north side of the city of Milwaukee has been hit extremely hard with this pandemic, and we see a rise in cases on the south side of the city of Milwaukee. So it is easy for racial equity to get lost in the middle of this conversation, but I think it's important now more than ever that we make sure it's at the center of this conversation, because the COVID-19 has really exacerbated the issues of race, health and race here in Milwaukee County specifically.
Explain for us, if you could, sketch out what this 60-day transitional period will look like for Milwaukee County.
Mm-hmm. Well, the 60-day transitional period is basically making sure that there's a smooth onboarding process. I have to thank the current Milwaukee County Executive, Chris Abele, for his staff and being prepared for a new incoming administration. But it's also being prepared and having a better understanding of not only what's happening within Milwaukee County government and how we can take care of our employees and protect those who are currently on the front line, but how do we make sure that there's a cohesive message, that we're all on the same page as Milwaukee County, and making sure that we can continue the vision as far as making sure that we are one Milwaukee County, but really using this as an opportunity to make sure that we are moving in a direction of becoming one of the healthiest communities here in Wisconsin. Milwaukee County is 71 out of 72 when it comes down to health disparities, health outcomes here in the state of Wisconsin. And we have to continue to move Milwaukee forward, and we have to utilize this opportunity to do that.
So looking at the disparities more closely, the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County as well, largely it's been African-Americans who have died mm-hmm. from the virus. What plans or programs can you look at to develop to specifically address infection rates in this racial divide that you see?
Absolutely. I think that's a really good question. One, we have to make sure that we are coming up with a consistent message that directly targets communities of color. And that is working with those municipalities, particularly the city of Milwaukee, and making sure that we do that. We also have to work with our local officials to see, what steps they have taken on the ground to make sure that we're doing this. But we have to continue to stretch the point that, if you can stay home, please stay home. Make sure you're washing your hands, practicing social distancing. And if you have PPE, make sure to utilize it. And so we have to continue to not only just, utilize TV stations and radio, but we have to start creating stronger partnerships with some of the neighborhood associations, some of the community organizations as well as businesses to make sure that we're pushing a safe message and making sure that people are protecting themselves.
Do you find that neighborhood organizations, community organizations are able to stay afloat and operate and carry out their mission during this time?
Some of them have, and some of them are really struggling right now. But when you think about many of the folks who are in these positions, who have been working in these communities, right now it's not really about the money right now. Yes, they are struggling, and we're doing everything that we can to make sure they stay afloat with the many programs that have been created at the federal level and making sure they have direct access to those. But many folks know that, this is much bigger than us, and we need all hands on deck to make sure that we have a safer community. So many people have not only just put their lives on the line, but all are literally, utilizing social media, utilizing their bully platform to really talk about this issue, because we have to make sure that not just people of color, but in particularly young people who may be asymptomatic to this virus understand the fact that they could be carrying this, and they have to make sure that they are, again, abiding by the CDC guidelines to make sure that we don't continue to spread this COVID-19.
We're talking with David Crawley, who will be sworn in Monday as the new Milwaukee County Executive. He's currently a state lawmaker for Assembly District 17 on the north side of the city. You can join in with your questions. What do you want to ask the incoming County Executive, David Crawley? What things do you think that the county needs to change? What things is it doing right? Is it getting right? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's focus a little bit on the safety net programs in the county. As you see those programs needing more and more resources, people needing more and more resources, how will you ensure their vitality in the county as people look to get help with food, health care, basic living necessities?
Absolutely. So, for folks who don't know, Milwaukee County, we are here for the most vulnerable people. We take care of our seniors whenever they need it. We have senior centers. We provide meals for our seniors. We make sure to provide programs for those who are homeless to make sure that they can find housing, but also with programs and services for people with disabilities. So we have to make sure that we're taking care of our most vulnerable population. And because we are chartered by the state to fulfill these duties, we have to make sure that there's a solid partnership with the current state legislature, as well as the governor's administration. But I would also say that the federal administration, because we've seen the amount of dollars that are coming to the states, and we need to make sure that we're capturing those dollars, especially with the fact that we know that Milwaukee County has been the epicenter here in the state of Wisconsin. And it's not to take away things that have been happening in Brown County, because they need to make sure they get their resources too. So we have to continue to have those conversations, bring those dollars back. But I would anticipate more people may need many more county programs once this pandemic is over and we are on the road to recovery. So it's about creating better partnerships, bringing those resources back. But at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we're protecting our people. And so if we want to have a healthy economy, we have to have a healthy community. So until we can focus on, making sure the infection rate is going down, making sure that we're following CDC guidelines, we have to take care of these folks. And we're going to do exactly that. And we're going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that they're not only surviving, but they have the opportunity to thrive once we are on that road to recovery.
Representative Crawley, how do you respond to the business owners you talk with who say, you know what, I don't think I can last here. I don't think I can last another 3 months. What can you do for me?
Well, I think that, one, we have to find out what programs they've been able to take advantage of when you think about the stimulus dollars or the packages that have been passed at the federal level. I think that we also have to have a much deeper conversation in the state legislature about what we're going to provide for small businesses. And we've seen reports also out there nationally how many large corporations have been able to take advantage of many of these small business loans, the PPP dollars that were out there, and really drive it up for many of the small businesses. And so, one, we need to identify those small businesses, see what they need in order to survive, and continue to work with them. But I will tell them that, you know, we cannot force a reopening. We cannot continue to talk about reopening if we're not talking about what it looks like having a cohesive plan that includes public health officials at the table.
When you look at this cohesive plan, some lawmakers have wanted to open more rural areas more quickly, have more of a curated approach to reopening the state. How do you respond to that from the perspective of your county?
Well, I think that, you know, when I look at this, I like what the governor has done as far as making sure that we have a state standard. We have a lot of commerce that move all across Milwaukee County. And so to have so many different counties or municipalities that have different rules in place as it relates to how we are handling the COVID-19 crisis is not going to do us any service. It does not create that team spirit that we need because, this is an all hands on deck. And we need everybody to understand this is not just about you and your family. This is about your neighbors and loved ones and folks that you have, quite frankly, never met. And so we have to have a real solid conversation again about what does a healthy community look like before we open up any more businesses. And I get it. There are businesses that are struggling. We know that this is going to affect our economy later on down the line. And we need to make sure that, again, the road to recovery is as easy as possible, even though it's going to feel like we're skating uphill.
And we have to pause. We have to pause right there with Milwaukee County Executive-elect David Crawley, who's on the line looking at the challenges amid the pandemic. With your questions front and center, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with Milwaukee County Executive-elect David Crawley, who's on the line. He'll be sworn in Monday. As you may recall, he won what came down to a very tight race earlier this month with State Senator Chris Larson, another Democrat. Crawley is replacing Chris Abele, who announced he wouldn't be seeking re-election last fall. And Crawley comes on the job during a time when the county is struggling to respond to the growing number of coronavirus cases. So what do you want to know about how he intends to manage the flow of federal funds in the county? What safety net programs are you relying on to bounce back after this crisis? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. So I'm wondering, what guidance has the outgoing county executive, Chris Abele, given you on this, on how to take on your job in a very difficult time?
Absolutely. To be honest with you, they have done an amazing job here in Milwaukee County before even the election. And so when the pandemic hit, they got their emergency operations center going. And days later, they understood that it was extremely important to make sure that we had a unified message, a unified body. And so they reached out to all the local municipalities, to some of the healthcare providers, as well as public health officials, to bring them to the table to have some conversations about how do we get through this together and do everything that we can to make sure that we're not necessarily politicizing this, because this isn't an issue that we need to politicize. And so they have given a lot of guidance. I have been able to participate in some of those UEOC meetings to have conversations about how we move forward together. And I think they're going well. They're never perfect, but any EOC across the state or across the county is perfect. But we have been making strides and making sure that we are protecting people and that we're all on the same page.
Take us inside the UEOC, the Unified Emergency Operations Center. What is it like? How often do you meet? What kind of communication is happening?
Absolutely. So I have not been a part of many of the meetings. I'm sworn in on Monday. Mm-hmm. But I believe that they have weekly meetings, at least the public health officials. So you have a sponsorship group, which is the elected officials some of the healthcare providers at the table. But the folks who are really doing the groundwork are our firefighters, our EMTs, our Office of Emergency Management, our public health officials. And so we've been really having conversations about what steps that we need to make. And we haven't necessarily solidified that or come to an agreement quite yet about what it looks like moving forward after right now, May 26th. And so those conversations is really about, okay, what is the update? Where are our hospital capacity at? Where is testing? How many more cases have come back as positive? And really moving forward to figure out, okay, are we moving in the right direction? And if we are, you know, let's continue to move that way, but make sure that we are starting to plan for what a reopening looks like. But if things aren't moving in a particular way, it provides an opportunity for all different perspectives, all the different municipalities to have some say in what should actually be happening, because we know that, you know, it's not a cookie cutter approach. We have to be deliberate in this.
Let's take a call now. Ray is with us from Milwaukee. Hi, Ray.
Hi, I want to talk about the PPP program, and your guests think entities owned by Milwaukee County should have received those small businesses loans.
Representative Crawley, the Payment Protection Program.
So the Payment Protection Program has been given to small businesses. I'm not sure. I don't think that government itself qualifies for that. But we are constantly having communication with Wisconsin's federal congregation, with the Treasury Department, with White House officials about what we need. And I think that the conversation has been right now about what we can do to help out more local governments and more small businesses. And so we are continuing to fight for things that we need. And the conversation has been pretty positive, but until we receive more guidance from the federal government, I'm not sure how we're going to be able to spend these dollars, but we have to be as innovative and creative as possible to make sure that we're not only healthy, but we are on a good road to recovery.
Ray, thanks. What does Milwaukee County need right now? What is the top of your list?
Well, right now, even before the COVID-19 crisis, and now with the COVID-19 crisis, it's really about making sure that we have the resources available so we can deliver quality programs, but also make sure that we're on a road to being a healthy county. Milwaukee County needs to be one Milwaukee County, and we need to make sure that health is at the top of the list and really focusing on racial equity. So right now, we need to continue to build relationships here locally and across the state of Wisconsin so folks understand that we want to be partners in creating that prosperity that we all deserve. And so I guess the number one thing is we need people to understand that Milwaukee County is a partner, and we want to work with you in making sure that this state can thrive, but also making sure that Milwaukee County continues to be a leader so we can grow this region economically, but also, you know, bring back the resources that many local municipalities need in order to deliver quality services that our community absolutely deserves.
Milwaukee County has been keeping an eye, as you know, on the Democratic National Convention, whether it will happen as scheduled, even though it's been pushed back now to mid to late August because of the pandemic. This is a huge deal for the city and the county. Lots of revenue at stake. Mm-hmm. What is on your mind?
What is on my mind is how we have a healthy community. You know, I want the DNC to come here, and the chairman of the DNC has said that it is still going to go on as planned. And so the fact that it has been rescheduled is a good thing. But if we want the DNC to come to Milwaukee, we have to do our due diligence in making sure that we are again minimizing the risk of this virus spreading. And so we have to do everything that we can to make sure that we are on that road to recovery once things become safer for this community, for the DNC to get here. Absolutely. Again, I want the DNC to get here, but I need to have a healthy community, and a healthy community is my number one priority at this point.
You, as a state legislature, along with other lawmakers, authored a number of bills addressing disparities in our criminal justice system. Will you be using any of those ideas from legislation at the county level?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, we look at some of the things that we could be doing. We have the House of Corrections here in Milwaukee County. We've seen an uptick in the COVID-19 positive cases in the House of Corrections, and we're doing things around that to mitigate that. But yes, we absolutely need to find more ways to make sure that when people come into the House of Correction or coming into any jail or prison, that they get all the tools that they need to not only be rehabilitated, but they get the skill set so they can go and find employment and help us get back on that road to recovery. So we're absolutely going to bring many of those ideas to Milwaukee County. And I think that Milwaukee County could be a leader when it comes down to how we're rehabilitating individuals in our prison, in our House of Correction system.
Really quickly here, the county has received federal grants in recent years, funding things like housing initiatives, funding things like opioid addiction treatment programs. What areas will you pursue for federal grant funding as a county executive?
I don't think that there is no area
that is off the table.
To be honest with you. It's off the table. So, you know, we need more dollars to strengthen our public transportation system. We want to grow this particular region, not just thinking about Milwaukee, but southeastern Wisconsin. We have to find ways to strengthen our transportation system. One of our most used amenities is our park system. So making sure that we can reinvest in our parks, making sure that they're inviting, making sure that they're safe is something that we need to continue to do. But we have a lot of programs that deal with seniors, that deals with people with disabilities, that deal with our homeless population. And we're going to continue to go after different types of grants at the state, federal, and foundational level. But we have to bring in more dollars and do more things around workforce housing, low-income housing right now. I'm a person who's witnessed and experienced evictions growing up here in Milwaukee County, and I want to make sure that no family has to experience that themselves. And so we got to focus on housing. We have to focus on our people with disabilities, seniors, Milwaukee County Transit, all transportation infrastructure, quite frankly, infrastructure in itself within Milwaukee County. We have aging county courthouse, aging safety building, and we need to make sure that we bring those up to code so folks who are working in those buildings feel safe.
Representative Crowley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. I really appreciate it.
David Crowley will be sworn in as Milwaukee County's new county executive on Monday. He is a state lawmaker representing the 17th Assembly District in Milwaukee. Just ahead, we talk with the author of a new book about a book that came out in 2017 about the 1918 Spanish flu and how it changed the world. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.